You're listening to WCOM LP Chapel Hill and Carborough 103.5 FM. Freedom of expression is essential to a free society. And that's what we're all about here at
Absolutely
Claudio Speakeasy and Radio Theater. Your host, Claudio, Renaissance man and bard of WCOM, has opened the doors for the speakeasy on this rainy Tuesday to say, come on in, get out of the damp, find a seat, get comfortable in the place where you're always welcome.
And hang out for a minute.
Yes, and indeed, always get the very best. So good morning, Claudio.
Good morning, everyone tuning us in. We've got a unique guest on the palette this morning, Alex Weiss of the band Different Drum. Good morning, Alex.
Good morning. Good to be here, Claudio. Thanks
good to see
for
you
having
again.
Me.
Yeah, after many it's been many travels since I've seen you last, including an accident, but we'll get into all of that very shortly. I want to once again acknowledge our sponsor, underwriter, the historic Carolina Theatre of Durham. They've got all kinds of things coming up. I just stage managed Judy Collins recently, and then the Dance Theatre of Harlem. And they've got the film festival, of course, is coming up as well, I think, starting next week. So just check out the carolinatheatre.org. I believe that's right, isn't it, Audrey?
Yes.
Yes, thanks. I should know. I work there.
carolinatheatre.org. I've got it written down.
The primary sponsor of Claudio Speakeasy and Radio Theatre. Also want to mention that the guests we had the wonderful privilege of having on last week, Michael
Danchi,
thank you. I'm looking up the name here, who is an extraordinary violinist. I met him when he was with the Triangle Chamber Orchestra.
Mm-hmm.
They're still putting together this fundraiser for the Japan tsunami earthquake victims. That's going to be a relief concert to be held on May 21st at 4 p.m. at Duke's Page Auditorium. So if any of you want to extend your support, get a ticket to that event. That'll be, again, May 21st at 4 p.m., Duke's Page Auditorium. It will be Japan Tsunami Earthquake Relief Concert to raise funds and give support to the people.
And you have a website there for him to
I do, actually. I'm glad you brought that up. And the website would be www.5pmusic.com. Again, that's www.i5pmusic.com. That'll be for IPM Productions. That's Michael Danchi, violin artist and composer.
So you'll not only be hearing some absolutely incredible music, but also being helpful for.
Yes, I was so sorry we had
this incredible.
Lord.
Experience.
I was so sorry we had to cut Michael short at the end of our last show.
Yeah.
He was ready to come and do another bus
number.
Well,
he's going to come back.
Yeah, they'll both be back.
Yeah.
Michael as well as his lovely teacher, wonderful teacher, Willinda Atchley.
Right.
So shout out to you folks in case you're listening. And at some point we're going to actually put together a PSA to promote this because it's something I really believe we should be very conscious of.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the word from the pulpit.
Okay, pulpit.
Now back to old Alex. He's sitting there going, why did I come here?
No,
I don't know, man.
No, it's just part of my traveling.
Yeah, I know. You've been all over the place. He's making me envious that I haven't been on the road in quite some time because travel was pretty much what I did all the time from motorcycling across the country to sailing across the world.
Yeah.
So
I remember you telling me that.
Oh, yeah. And we have the African and the Caribbean in common.
Mm-hmm.
So at some point, we're actually going to pull off a performance. We've been talking about it for long enough. Now, at this point, all we do is chuckle when we mention it, but I'm going to surprise you.
I'm ready. That's what I'm here to do. I mean, I'm staying in North Carolina, but I'm open to all kinds of performances. Storytelling, backing up other bands.
Blues. I just want to be sure I can put some money on your plate. That's the reason I haven't been able to push this.
I appreciate
this.
That.
Can't work a job and be an artist at the same time. That's the problem, even if you're working in the arts.
Well, I think that's what most artists.
I know
how they support themselves.
Really, it's a balance.
Yeah,
it's a balancing act.
Right.
And a good part of my income is playing professionally, but I also have a window cleaning business, and I juggle the two, and they work well. I have a lot of flexibility when I get hired to perform. I could always shift the window cleaning.
Right.
When I go away, like I did for a month to Belize or 3 weeks, I have a friend that is a window cleaner that takes over for me. So I have a really good situation.
Right.
But it isn't like, 8 hours a day of just music. It's a mixture.
I think philosophically this may suggest that the gentleman likes transparency. In all things.
I have nothing that, it works for me.
Open and clear.
There we go. Well, God, tell us where you've been. Okay, so what's happened to you since your motorcycle accident? Or do you even want to bring that up?
Too many things. That's already in
the last time I saw him, we still had the outhouse at the old WCOM.
Yeah. The motorcycle accident happened almost 2 years ago. It was June 23rd, the year before last. Mm. And I am still recovering. I work every day on my ankle.
You were pretty severely affected.
I broke 9 ribs. My lung partially collapsed. Dislocated a tendon in my shoulder. Mm. My wrist was badly broken. This one was minorly broken. My ankle was kind of crushed when the car hit it. Not crushed, but squeezed. Mm. And it pressed it against the inside of the engine and burnt the inside. But that's past. I mean, most of the healing is done. I'm able to run. I'm able to do things. I play my horn. I played my horn.
Well, you've got to be all right. He's going to hike the Himalayas.
Yeah,
so.
That's part of, you know, these things. They give you focus to get in shape for it. I'm telling my ankle, okay, you got to kind of get better to do this.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
right.
To go up 19,000 feet.
Otherwise, I'm going to hurt you.
And my lungs. Well, you know, I think I could do it. I mean, I've been hiking and running and doing exercises. I've always been naturally inclined to taking care of myself physically.
Well, at least
been an athlete in good shape.
You'll be able to keep your own pace, too. You're not going to be doing walking, are you?
You get interviewed for this. No, it's with the Sierra Club, and there's 15 other people going. And so she calls you on the phone and decides whether you can be accepted, both my wife and I.
Uh-huh.
And I do have asthma, and I do have this ankle, but I didn't mention the ankle to her. But, you know, and I am, like, almost 60.
Uh-huh.
And
she's listening.
She happened to say, you know, by the way, you won't be the oldest. This guy's 75 going. So
amazing.
Like, yeah. But, good. Of course, this guy has been hiking the Himalayas for 20 years or more. You know, I mean, so there's different approaches.
Well, let's hope they're not keeping a pace that you can't keep up with as far as your injury goes.
I don't think so. I think I'll be right. I have faith that, well, you know, I'll be responsible and do my exercises. I'm going to hike the Rockies this summer. And, you know, I'll prepare for it.
Building up for it.
Yeah. That'd be good.
Wow.
So that's
just hiking the Rockies is enough to say, oh, just take a plane and land on top.
Well, this is my alternative. It's safer than riding the motorcycle.
Yes.
And not because because I'm more in control. Like you can't control someone hitting you when you're on your motorcycle.
Right.
Not really.
And you can't control the legal system either, which is also even more of a horror.
Mm-hmm.
Really?
Mm. That's my
so you don't feel like the whole situation came out fair?
No, that was very frustrating.
Mm. Sorry to hear that.
But I'm moving on, you know, thing I have. I have
right.
great things.
Way up.
I mean, music is happening. Mm-hmm. I have a band willing to play anything I write that's in that genre, you know. And I have travels and a wonderful wife that I could tag along with when she goes places.
Fantastic.
And that leads me to Belize.
That's a wonderful place to go to.
We've been going to Central America for several years now, but in Belize there is a wonderful Mayan healer. Her name is Rosita Arvigo, and she studied with a Mayan healer who passed away, but she learned his stuff about the herbs, about healing, about uterine massage, all kinds of things that in the ancient Mayan traditions. And so my wife goes and studies once a year and takes a class.
That's the sort of thing she does here.
Yeah, and she incorporates that in her acupuncture. Mm-hmm. So she does acupuncture and massage, and there's a lot of similarity. In many of the old teachings, there's a lot of similarities in their approaches. And she just adds that to what she knows as an acupuncturist and incorporates it's more than just massage, and it's not massage as you think of, like, massage. It's actually going and working in the organs and working with things in your body. And it's geared towards women, but it's not just for
and
women.
And it also has a spiritual premise as well, doesn't it?
Yeah, it's all very...
As all healing should.
Yeah. A lot of it is around birthing and around...
Okay.
You know, that's why it's partially towards women. Anyway, this particular time we went, she was doing a spiritual class, a spiritual healing class, and I got to tag along. But aside from going there, we went to the beach for a week. And met some friends of ours. We had a little reunion there at Placencia, Belize. Mm. Beautiful beaches.
Ties in interestingly with the birthing concept, the Placencia.
No, different name.
Yes, Placencia. I understand. Sorry, these things come to me.
You could do your own story.
In
with
case
that.
You're wondering why he suddenly got louder, he finally moved up to the microphone, folks.
Anyway, we spent a week at the beach hanging out with friends and mingling with the cultures. There are three cultures that dominate Belize, and it's Mayan culture, Garifuna, and kind of a Creole mixture.
Yeah, I told you the one I didn't understand was the Garifuna.
Garifuna are the origins are West African, and they came way back, like before Columbus, on boats across from Mali, or what was then Mali, probably now Senegal, and settled in the islands around in the Caribbean. St. Vincent is where they consider their like roots. Famous and they island. Mingled with the Arawak, who are no longer in existence, and the Carib Indians. And they look African, but their language is mostly Indian, and their traditions are African. They're a real mixture. And their music definitely has an African feel, and very beautiful. And the year before, I bought a CD of Garifuna music, and I learned one of the songs. So this time, we're all down there on the beach, and wherever I go, I bring this little pocket trumpet, which you can't see, but it's what? It's about a foot and a half.
That's amazing. A pocket trumpet, you call
fits
it?
Fits in my backpack and goes in with my clothes. My bongos go on my side. Everything goes on the airplane.
Perfect.
Stuffed with clothes, you know. And we were on the beach practicing. You know, my wife plays bongos and congas. And
okay, I didn't know she played.
Yeah,
okay.
She's in the band. Mm-hmm. So we go on the beach and play. And we're playing in Plasencia. And these three guys come, well, two guys and a woman come up to us. And the guy kind of like is looking at my Leland on the bongos. And he kind of pushes her over and starts playing them. And I said, whoa, what are you doing? You got to ask permission first, you know. Yeah. And he kind of like looked at me and said, I said, yeah, you got to respect those drums. Turns out these are Garifuna musicians, and they're part of a troupe. And he looked at me, I was like, okay, show me a rhythm. And he did, and I played it. And he goes,
probably thinking.
So you didn't share a language at all, except the music.
He could show me something. I said, yeah.
What's this white man doing with my drums?
Right. Well, then I took out my horn, and I played this melody for him, this Garifuna melody that I learned. And they all started singing along with me. And then they just like looked at us differently. And they invited us to go and sit in with them at a club they were playing a couple days away. It was called the Tipsy Tuna. And they said, yeah, come on down the beach, man. You know, you could join us. And it was a trip.
That sounds great. Yeah.
But we went to that club.
Uh-huh.
And I was amazed because they weren't like just this loose ensemble. It must have been about 5-6 women singers, 5-6 kids dancing, and then the three drummers and then percussionists. They were an incredible dance, singing, rhythm troupe.
Whoa.
And they did all their traditional songs, and they danced them. And the kids were amazing. And I'm sitting there. It was one of the most beautiful moments because it was the full moon. And this beach club was like right on the ocean, and the palm trees were on the beach, and the moon was over the water, and this music the music looked like it was like a scene that all went together. This African chanting, African light chanting of the Garifuna.
Right.
And I'm sitting here listening to this troupe, and I'm going, there's nothing I could add to this with my bongos, you know. I'm sitting there. I didn't even take I'm just like sitting on it in front, like, and there's this guy behind me, another Garifuna, and he's like shake and say, hey, you want to buy these maracas, man? You want to buy, you know? And I'm going, no. So he keeps like nudging me, and he offering me less. First he says 30, then he says 20, 25 and a beer, he says, you know. And finally, I looked at him and said, all right, I took the maracas and I started playing with the Garifuna on stage. I didn't go on stage, I just started playing to there. And he looked at me and he said, man, you catch on quick. When the music stopped, I said, no, I'm a slow learner and a late bloomer. I've just been at it a long time. he didn't say anything. He just kind of, I don't know if he wasn't used to that kind of talking.
right.
But it was fun. It was a fun time. And they took a break, and the kids came, and the dancing kids immediately gravitated towards the bongos and started playing them, and they could play too.
Uh-huh.
We just had a jam. So that's
probably
a little
second nature
to
those kids.
A little story of the Garifuna.
So we have a cut on an album that you have, right? But this is an album I haven't seen
yet.
Yeah,
this is an album. Garifuna music is very beautiful, and so I'd like to play for you that melody on my little pocket trumpet, And then we'll listen to the person that wrote the song. His name is Adrian Martinez.
So first he's going to play, and then we're actually going to listen to the cut on his new album.
Okay, great. Right.
This is called Baba.
And that just came at you live here at WCOM 103.5 FM on Claudio Speakeasy and Radio Theater. Thought I'd take the moment to plug that. That was Alex Weiss. And what do you call that piece?
It's called Baba. It's a Garifuna traditional piece.
And the piece of music we're about to play, is this on your new album? Or is this
No, this is the Garifuna album. This is the song in its natural
element.
And this
is actually by who? You mentioned
by Adrian Martinez.
I see. Wonderful.
It became popular song by Andy Palacio, is another popular Garifuna artist that made this song very popular. They know it. Wherever I played it in Belize, they
know
they
it.
Knew it.
Here we go.
Keep going.
Man, that just makes you want to be there. You were telling me Baba meant father.
Yeah, meant father.
Beautiful.
Means father.
I'm going to do a quick PSA for WCOM here. Vote for WCOM as the best non-profit radio station in the Independent Weekly annual survey of the best of the Triangle 2011. Go to www.indieweek.com to find out more. Take the survey. You will find the media section near the end of the survey. You must answer at least 20 questions in order for your answers to be counted. Tell all your friends to vote for WCOM, your voice in the community. So if you care about the freedom of expression and shows like these, give us your vote out there, folks.
Get out there. Vote often.
Indeed.
I don't know if they'd let you.
Keep WCOM on the map, or we'll have to take that canoe over to Belize. Which I'd like
well,
to do anyway.
Now. Yeah, don't make that sound. It's very tempting.
Right.
One of the things I did want to mention, too, is not only I traveled in Belize, Honduras, Guatemala, and Haiti. And my in-laws, my wife's parents live in Haiti.
Mm-hmm.
They've been there, for the last several,
oh, wow.
Yeah, for about 3-4 years now they've been there.
Have you been there since the
not
earthquake?
Since, no, but I was there the year before it. And we spent a couple of weeks there and played in the parks and did our usual mm-hmm. mixture of bongos and trumpet. I'd go in the park and start playing the bongos, and pretty soon kids, or not only kids, anyone would gravitate around, and
sure.
I'd give them the bongos, and then I'd take out the trumpet. We'd have a jam session.
Uh-huh.
Guitar players, troubadours would come, rappers would come, bridging, using Creole
fantastic.
And Haitian and Spanish, throwing in like and telling crazy jokes.
I miss that kind of stuff. When I lived in St. Thomas, I had a cottage on top of the island. I was chef at Bluebeard's Castle, and people knew from my performances as well as just my love for music. So every Sunday, friends would come with their musical instruments, and my yeah. place would be just one big jam session with me feeding
yeah.
everybody.
Yeah.
It was great.
Do you ever think of videotaping those things, those impromptus?
One time we were in a park in Guatemala, and we were practicing, doing our usual kind of playing trumpet and bongos, my wife on. And all of a sudden, we stopped playing, and we heard ourselves. And it was a Guatemalan girl who took out her cell phone and recorded the whole thing. Yeah.
Wow.
And she stood there smiling at us like, see what I got?
Yeah. Yeah, it makes me
things would always happen, you know.
Yeah, because it sounds like it would be something great to have and to see.
I mean, no doubt, especially those fresh moments.
That that particular time, this was in Chichicastenango, I believe. It was a trading old town in a Mayan village in the mountains, and there was a guy who had a restaurant there who played guitar, and he heard us. He was the chef and the owner of a restaurant, but he also loved another one of those people that mixed things, you know.
Yeah. Has to survive.
Well, he said, I can't afford to pay you much, but come up and have a meal and play music for the night.
All right.
And so we did.
Oh, that's great.
I love trade-offs like
that's
that.
Great.
We did that in Belize, too, actually, and played for Valentine's. This Valentine's Day, we were playing at a place called Rumfish, right in front of our cottage. Yeah.
So it's really playing for your supper.
Yeah.
Quite literally, yes. Well,
what I wanted to mention is I did compose a healing song for Haiti, and it's on our website.
Oh,
and it's free to download. Anyone could download it.
Do we have it here?
I didn't bring it. I keep giving them away, and they're all gone.
How are we supposed to heal? Well, leaving things at home.
What's the website?
The website is www.differentdrum.us. You could hear lots of music there, but there is a downloadable Haitian healing song.
Wonderful. I remember you telling me
composed.
About this.
I just want to.
And that's
point.
.com or .net? Or
.us.
Oh, it's .us.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
.us.
.us. Different from .us. I thought there was going to be another dot after that.
The other thing I wanted to mention is it occurred to me that in 1985, 10 yards away, a first down away, I was recording here.
He's talking about our new location. He is next to Cat's Cradle, WCOM.
And in 1985, Overdub Lane was where Cat's Cradle is. Now, it was in the back section of where Cat's Cradle is, and it was
and
excellent.
That was one of your first places to record?
It was the first place to record here. I actually started the project in northern Arizona, where I lived in the late 70s until 83. And then I moved here, and it took me another couple of years to get it together.
What a switch. I can't even imagine what prompted that.
Well, life has changed. Yeah, variety is good. But I still miss the Southwest, and I still go back.
I can imagine.
Know? Anyway, I recorded, it was my first release, actually. It was a cassette release that came out in 86.
Hmm.
But I found it ironic that here I am sitting
20 years later.
And I'm getting ready to come out with a new CD, which is a compilation of the music.
A retrospective, one might say.
Kind of, yeah. Yeah, Senor Blanco is putting this together, he says.
The Mighty Whitey.
It's time to do it.
So tell us about this retrospective. 20 years worth of your music, basically, following your career.
It's a selection of what I've listened to and I like. I don't get tired of these songs that I'm really happy. So of the, I don't know, it's probably six CDs that I've selected, you know, a song here, a song there.
Of your own works? Or
yeah,
that's what I thought. Yeah.
It's almost all. There is, let's see, there's, I think, three. There are 16 tunes, and one of them is El Caritero, which features a, she's Colombian vocalist singing a Cuban song.
Oh, but that's
a very beautiful song. And her husband was part of our band for a couple of years. They're back in Colombia now.
Who is she?
Claudia.
I'm sorry.
She was teaching English as a second language here, and he kind of like I do when Leland travels. He was tagging along.
Her husband.
But he plays guitar and trumpet and flute and congas as well. He's very versatile. We were a fun band together because when he was in our band, we would trade off instruments constantly. Mm. And anyway, she had a great voice, and one of our house concerts we featured her and him. And I took that cut from it's North of the Border CD. And so I was saying there's a Nigerian traditional Yoruba piece. And then there's Ifilayu, another traditional folkloric melody. Other than that, the rest are original.
Do you have a title for this album?
It's called The Adventures of Alex Weiss and Different Drum.
All right. That'll work.
When do you think it'll be out?
July.
All right.
Yeah. All right. And in July I'll be turning 60.
Uh-huh.
And the band will be turning 20. 20 years different drummers.
Wow. Goodness, that's awesome. Same people.
No.
Okay, I was wondering.
No. I'm the same. Senor Blanco.
But
a little whiter.
Well, 20 years, I figure you've been here that long.
Well, actually there is a sax player that's still a part of it, and Brian has been, my bass player has been with us for 10. And Leland's been with us for about 10.
That's still a good amount of time, a decade.
Yeah. But the band has evolved, and people like Hector is back in Colombia. We just had a Peruvian guitar player for a year, and he's back in Peru. So people do work their way through.
I can imagine.
It keeps evolving.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So
life kind of insists on that, if you're living it.
What track is this?
I don't know. What should we play? Should we play the
one
of the originals?
You want the one that you recorded that you said you recorded over at the corner?
Yeah, that's called Reflection.
Yeah, let's go back 20 years.
That's the earliest track, right?
So is that, what track is it?
It's number seven.
And that was recorded? Repeat that again.
It was recorded in Overdub Lane, and it was part of my first release was called Scales for Sale. So it was before Different Drum, really, but it was just when I was kind of crystallizing my style of bridging African and Latin sounds. And
wonderful style,
the cassette actually was a mixture of blues, because my influences and roots were many different variety. But as during that, the 80s, I really started kind of coming to where my focus was and what spoke to me and what worked for me as a composer and arranger.
So this is a very...
Okay.
The beginning
revealing
of that.
Piece of music coming.
It's the roots of it, yeah.
Here we go. Thank you. Wow, that was a time warp.
And that was Reflections of Man with Ocean. It was it. It makes, yeah, I just know that lifestyle so well, and I know how much I miss it. One of these days, that's where I'll be. Reflections of Man with Ocean by Alex Weiss of Different Drum. And, of course, back in the day, it wasn't called Different Drum yet.
Nope, that was kind of the very beginning. That French horn player that was on that song became one of the members of Different Drum.
Oh, perfect. Yeah. Right.
But then you played all the other instruments.
Yeah, alto, recorder, soprano.
So everything on there was played by Alex,
except for the French horn. Yeah. Incredible.
That is. It's wonderful how you can layer things in the studio and then put them together.
It's wonderful how you can play all those different instruments.
Yeah, that goes without saying.
Yeah, I hear the parts and I just, yeah.
Well, I was watching, in fact, Claudia and I both noticed that you were listening and you were kind of going along.
You could see those memories coming back.
Conducting it yourself.
Yeah, I like the way those new pieces kept coming in and folding into the mix.
Yeah.
Like a good stir.
Thank you.
Yeah, I love it. Beautiful piece.
So you brought in all sorts of different flavors to your music across the years as you've traveled around.
Yeah, my influences have always been many. Well, like you, I'm from New York, and I grew up around Dominican Republic, Puerto Ricans, African Americans, Asians, you know. So I've always just enjoyed the different cultures.
Yeah, I love the Dominican Republic. I spent time there, too.
And it's always so it became natural as I evolved as a musician to incorporate those.
To bring it all in.
Yeah. The culture. Well, I started realizing that the music doesn't come out of nowhere. It comes from a culture.
Right.
And the culture is a part of it. And that's what led me into storytelling. It was another way of sharing the culture. And
essentially,
and
that's what most of this music was created to complement anyway. I mean, in those cultural aspects.
It came out of, comes out. And I found that also, I think melodically and I think rhythmically, and in African and Latin music both, those are dominant things, the rhythm and the melodies.
Right.
So it just became a natural marriage for me to incorporate those things in my composing. And I was always composed. Songs always just kind of came, melodies always came to me. And then the rhythms come. Sometimes the rhythms come first, and then I compose. When I started studying African rhythms, I would compose music for those rhythms.
Okay.
Different approaches.
Right.
Yeah.
Tell us a little bit about, you keep mentioning or have mentioned once or twice, storytelling. What is the story? I mean, music tells stories to start with, but I suspect you're talking about something verbal.
That evolved. It evolved because I do a lot of work in the schools with kids, sharing, doing music performances, but also residencies where I talk about a culture, where I orchestrate rhythms with the kids that come from that culture, and then I might play a melody. And I found that storytelling, I would start studying stories from those cultures, and that was just another aspect. I would wear clothing from that culture. Sometimes I would make food from the culture. Well, there's a story about millet, an African story. I would make millet pancakes and pass them out as I'm telling the story. Anything I could to help give them the feeling of that.
Yes.
If I knew some of the language, if I knew some words, I would teach them. And so stories became a very, and I realized I had the ability to memorize and make stories my own. I've taken many stories, or maybe a dozen or more, from different cultures and then incorporated music into them. I would select ones that lent themselves to that. So it became stories flew into music, flowed into stories.
How wonderful.
Back and forth. Yeah.
And so do you still do that? Go around to schools?
I do. We've been hired this year by the Durham Library, and every fourth Saturday, myself and my wife do bilingual music and stories. Or myself and one of my Latino guests. I speak Spanish badly. Yo hablo muy malo. Yo aprende muy despacio.
Puedo hablar unas palabras, pero con... with the grace of the people who are listening.
We hope.
Yes.
But so we do that, and then that is actually a mixture of both. We do a story that incorporates Spanish, and we do Latin music. And it's usually the trio, the core of our band. And my wife, I say my wife, she's actually Taiwanese, but she was raised in Central America. So she's fluent in three languages.
All right.
Beautiful. And she does, a lot of times if I'm at a loss for the Spanish, I'll just say, habla en español, mi amor. And she'll come up with it.
Get to talking.
But the stories I actually do memorize and that are in both languages.
So okay, so you like can tell the story, whole story in Spanish. Yeah.
I go back and forth.
Right.
Yeah, and some of the stories actually teach Spanish in the process.
Uh huh.
Some other time I'll do one of the like a story from Cuba, which is La Familia de Ratones. It's about a family of mice that go on a picnic.
Uh huh.
And after their picnic, the little girl says, "Mama, we want to go play. Vamos a jugar.
Uh-huh.
We want to go play out in the woods." And the mama says, "Está bien, pero tengan cuidado porque en la cerca vive un gato." That's okay, but stay away from the fence because on the other side of the fence is a cat. Mm-hmm. But of course they get taken to looking and teasing the cat, and pretty soon the cat jumps over and vamos, vamos, and they go running and they join their family but the cat is going to eat them up.
Cat's having a picnic too. What do you expect?
El gato va a comer. But the papa, he doesn't see the cat at first, and he says, "Oh, you no tengo miedo. I'm not afraid. Yo soy el papa. I'll take care of him. I'll go pow, pow, pow." And then the cat jumps in front of him. And he goes, and he starts shaking, and he hides behind Mama Raton. And pretty soon everyone is hiding behind Mama Raton.
Because mothers are the most dangerous.
And because a mother's instinct to protect her family are fierce. And she looks into the big green eyes of El Gato, and she says, "Huff, huff, huff, huff." El Gato looks around. He jumps back over the bushes and over the fence and is gone. And Mama takes the family back home safely. And she says, "You see, my familia, it pays to speak another language."
That is absolutely
very clever little point.
Beautiful. That's a brief
she
summary
could
of the story.
Bark like a dog. That is neat.
That's a summary.
That's a great little story.
Example of one of the stories that we do.
But pick us another tune. Let's have some more of this music. I'm loving this morning music.
Okay, what should we do? What flavor should we take? Another? How about something a little more intricate?
All right.
Okay.
This is a song called, I had fun arranging this song. This is called Long Day. This is a song that came along, you know, when life is so busy and it takes time to write music, particularly me. I'm a slow writer. Mm-hmm. I use my eraser more than the pencil. I end up writing a few, anyway, this song, and back in those days, you can get a decent cheap recorder, tape recorder. Uh-huh. And I would just record the melody if I was in a hurry and go back to, because if you got to do something when it comes through you, otherwise
capture
you forget.
Yes.
So I call this a long day because it was just at a time where I just didn't have time to deal with it, but it was demanding. It wanted to come out, kind of, you know. So it's called Long Day, and it was influenced kind of back when I was first learning African rhythms. So though this isn't a traditional African rhythm, but I was taken by a great Nigerian band leader and composer named Fela Anakalaputa. And he had a big band, and so I kind of was hearing his driving rhythm and his stuff. It's not like him, but it's what inspired it this way.
Okay, what's the track?
Long Day, this is cut number 4.
Was this also an earlier work?
Actually, yeah. This is on the first CD release called Changes in a Dream.
All right. Thank you. And that was Long Day by Alex Weiss. And at this point, I'm going to bug the guy to give us some contact information as well as let us know all of the performances that are coming up. So the mic is yours.
The best way to contact me and Different Drum is the website, www.differentdrum.us. Or you can call 919-491-5089. But all the information is on the web, and I believe you can even... you could buy the CDs or contact me and email me, and I'll be in touch.
And also if they have an interest in booking you.
Yep, but for bookings, for lessons, for quite a menagerie.
So you teach...
I teach congas, and recorder.
Uh-huh.
And harmonica.
Right here in Carrboro.
Well, I live in Durham, North Durham.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
okay.
I teach out of my studio in Durham.
Okay.
Yeah.
So give us a rundown on performances you've got coming up.
Well, the next upcoming event is we're playing in a German-style restaurant and bakery. It's Gugelhof, and this is on Chapel Hill Boulevard in Durham. It's excellent food.
Hmm.
And
they have German food?
German, and wonderful. I think more than just German. It's more like a European-style cuisine.
Okay.
Quite a variety.
Gugelhof. Okay.
Gugelhof.
Yeah.
And they have an outdoor patio. By then, in a couple of weeks, it should be nice. We'll be out there playing. From 7 to 9. This is April 14th. It's a Thursday evening.
Give us that location.
It's 2706. They call it Durham Chapel Hill Boulevard.
Okay.
In Durham, we just call it Chapel Hill Boulevard.
Yeah, I know it well. I take it every time I go to work.
No, that's 50. Yeah, 15. Yeah. It becomes. Yeah. It turns into
15. I take a shortcut off 751.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. All right, that's what we'll be on April 14th. April 16th, we'll be doing our music and stories at the libraries, and this time it'll be the third, I believe that's the third Saturday because it's Easter weekend on the 4th,
right.
So they moved it up. And it'll feature a Chilean singer, Pablo Valencia, who actually lives here in Chapel Hill.
I've heard that name before, yeah.
He's part of a band called Saludos Compay.
Oh, yeah.
That I also play with occasionally.
Do you really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Nice.
Uh-huh. One big happy family.
Yes.
Versatile
yes.
musicians. Uh-huh. Well, Pablo is going to be featured at the library along with my bass player, Brian. That's April 16th, 10:30 a.m., downtown Durham Library. April 16th, from there we go to, it's a wine show, Weaver Street Wine Show in Hillsboro.
All right.
And we do the music, like, kind of background.
Nice,
nice. More or less background.
Uh-huh.
When the weather's nice, it's beautiful. They set up right outside. It's
right.
Set up tents and stuff.
Uh-huh.
Wine tasting and cheese. And,
mm.
and we play 4 hours straight.
All right. That's
whoa.
A long time.
That gets my
yeah.
lip in shape, I'll tell
I
you.
Guess.
I imagine so.
Do you ever play over here on the lawn?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
We'll be there, too. We'll be there in...
over here on the lawn being Weaver Street.
Right, in June. It's not on this little... Let me work down this list.
Okay.
Yes,
I'm jumping ahead.
We'll get to July next time. You know.
Next time you're on.
We got 5 minutes to pull this off, mister.
I think most of the people
won't remember.
Won't remember into June anyway.
Right.
April 22nd will be a Different Drum Trio at, that's in Fayetteville. And we're doing a public works art show in
uh-huh.
Fayetteville. I work also through the Fayetteville Cumberland County Arts Council. And then on the 28th, there's a private performance in the school. On April 30th, we're playing 10:30 to 11:30 at the public library. This is a special event. They call it the Dia Festival, and I don't know a lot about it right now. I think it's a multicultural festival.
Mm, good.
At the Durham downtown Durham Public Library, and we'll be actually the four-piece ensemble. May 7th, we're doing a benefit for the Haw River Assembly in Saxapaha.
And, very nice.
And we'll be at 2:45 to 3:45 there. And May 21st, we'll be at the Museum of Life and Science for their Butterfly Fiesta.
Okay. Do you have all these dates up on your website?
Yes.
Okay.
Everything, yeah, the website, you could hear actually a lot of the music, the CDs you can hear the music from.
Uh-huh.
And it's all available on the website. Yeah.
DifferentDrum.us.
That's it. Correct.
All right.
Thank you, Audrey.
Uh-huh.
I want to give a quick shout-out to the Blue Star Boys from BMF Tool and Die in Broadway. I'm really sorry that I couldn't make the gathering last night and do some storytelling along with you guys jamming, but I needed some sleep. So if you're tuning in, I'm pretty sure somebody out there is. Sorry for not showing up. I will do my best to be there next Monday. Just wanted to give that shout-out to Broadway. BMF Tool and Die. Ronnie and the gang, Ronnie Brown and the gang, whom we had on here with his Blue Star album. And they'll be coming back soon as well.
Good. Do you play here at the music festival, when the Carbon Music
Festival? I haven't. Usually we're in Fayetteville at that time. There's an international festival. I haven't played, although I have sat in with Saludos Compay at the festival. Do we have time for a short song to go out on?
That you want to play?
Yeah.
How long do we have? We got a few minutes left. Pick a short one then.
Number six.
And everybody keep in mind the Page Auditorium, May 21st at 4 p.m., the Japan Tsunami Earthquake Relief Concert to raise funds and give support to the people coming up. And we're going with another Alex Weiss. And what's the title on this one, Alex?
This is called Not So Funny Valentine.
And we're going to go after this one. So Not So Funny Valentine by Alex Weiss and Different Drum coming up.
Like a New Orleans dirge.
All right, I like that.
We'll get there, folks. Just give me a little minute here. Okay.
We're back on. All right. We're closing the show at this point. This is Claudio's Speakeasy and Radio Theater getting ready to sign off. I'm here with my wonderful co-host, Audrey Layden. And, of course, you've been listening to the one and only inimitable Alex Weiss of Different Drum.
Good to be here, Claudio.
Great having you on again, brother. And we'll do this again more frequently this time. It's been a long stretch since we've had you on last time. We'll try and tighten it a little more and have you on more frequently. But that's the word from the Speakeasy, the pulpit here at WCOM. Until next time, thanks for tuning us in, folks. Cheers.